Welcome to Dr. Red Says. Our show is all about taking charge of your mental, physical, and spiritual health. We'll answer your questions about the various healing modalities, and most of all, we're going to have some fun. Now, here's your host, Dr. Red.
Good afternoon, America. We are going to have some fun because I have to tell you, if you've been blind, paralyzed, had 30-something surgeries, and brain cancer, and the hardest thing I ever did was lose 150 pounds. You don't get out of this place alive. And to do all this stuff, you got to have a sense of humor. And if you remember, there was a president a while back. I love that guy, and I won't say which party I belong to. I have a T-shirt, though, that has a donkey, an elephant, and a cat in the middle, and the check mark is on the cat. So that tells you kind of how I feel about politics. But this guy used to come on and he used to say, "I feel your pain." I really don't think he did, but some of us do. And we're called empaths. So like somebody three rooms away gets slapped in the face and we go, "Ouch, dang." You know, an empath is somebody who actually feels the other person's pain. And so when, like, Korea's threatened to bomb us and somebody runs a car into a bunch of people protesting because they shouldn't be protesting anyway, and all this stuff goes on, ow, we actually feel your pain. So, you know, they say, well, when you're a shrink, who does a shrink go to get shrunk? Well, I have this lady on today, and she's been on once before, but this lady is amazing. So I'm an empath, and she's my empath whisperer. I can't live without this lady. I go on Facebook, and I watch her broadcasts, and I just go, oh, thank you. So let me introduce you, and we're going to do all kinds of crazy stuff today, but it's going to get crazier because I'm also a Gemini, and Mercury goes retrograde, she said Saturday, which means that all Geminis are going to go blah, 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 because it messes up our communication. But she will explain that. So let me introduce the most incredible person who manages empaths, and she's going to explain what that means and what you can do to help yourself when you're feeling everybody else's pain. This is Jade Rader, the Empath Whisperer. Hi, Jade.
Aloha, Sarah. Aloha, everyone. So Mercury went retrograde last Saturday, the 12th.
Oh,
so
no wonder. No wonder. Every one of my appliances went crazy. I stumped the Apple people. They couldn't figure out my iPad. They're going, what?
Yeah, I stumped the Apple people too, even a supervisor once. So the magic of retrograde Mercury, I've decided to work with it. I'm a Pisces, so there's two of me too. You Geminis aren't alone. we're two emotional beings when we're Pisces, where the Gemini are more two mental beings, right? Like you've got two personalities.
Man, I went undercover and tried to sleep for 3 days.
Yeah. A lot of people have challenges. Mercury retrograde just means that the planet is going backwards and that we revisit things. So this retrograde, what I decided to rejuvenation, revitalization, reimagination, just all the good reads. I decided that this Mercury retrograde for me personally was going to be like the yummy reads, like to relive the most magical times of my life, to revisit what I enjoyed. So that's why I've decided to just have work with it. Since it's a re-anything, since we're going to re-communicate with anything, why don't we re-communicate with the good stuff? And Sarah, you mentioned that empaths feel the pain of others, yet I'm going to share my definition of empaths, and it probably has even broadened since I did your show about 6 months ago. I think I did it in April. An empath to me is anyone awakened to their extrasensory perception.
Okay.
And that is really, if we go put on our hat, awaken into their lower energy centers or chakras. So, and that's why a lot of us feel so much. So we're aware of other people's feelings when they're feeling pain.
Can we feel the good stuff?
Yes, we can. It just seems to be less aware. When we take on their good stuff, we just own it. Yet so many of us, when we take on other people's yucky stuff, we own that too. So it's important to aware if what you're feeling, especially if it's destructive, if you're feeling something yummy and it's not you, hey, why not? Sharing the vibe. Yet if you're feeling something yucky,
I just found out my niece is going to be on in a couple of weeks, and she's a dating coach. She just got engaged. I'm so excited. This is cool.
There you go.
Yeah, so I can enjoy her engagement.
Yeah, you can enjoy her joy.
Wow.
And it's beyond our emotions and our pain body that's picking up. We also pick up telepathy. We know things. I know, Sarah, you're really good at that. And yeah, we could call that being psychic, yet it's awakened into our extrasensory perception. We also are aware of the collective, like you said. The event that happened in Virginia, I truly, until about 3 hours ago, had no idea what happened in Virginia. You know, I knew something happened. I knew there was a conflict. I knew that there was pain. I had no idea what happened. And literally talking to my empathic daughter, who's trying to explain to me what happened, and then her frustration around certain things and certain behaviors of other people. And the whole time I'm like, what is this? It's just a bad. We start doing active peacism, if we start doing active lovism, right? Instead of racism and destructivism, we can do productive goodisms, right? So I personally, my opinion is that all of this is happening because we're in a revisit, and in Catholicism or in Christianity, we would call it a resurrection. So we are all being reinvented, and during retrograde is a great time to choose consciously to reinvent yourself. So people are feeling a lot. People are feeling a ton. Sarah, last time I was on, I don't know that I had this available for everyone. I have a free empath pain relief kit. And it's, if you go to my website, which is my name, Jade Rader, RehDer.com, there's a band on the homepage that says, get a free sample clear. And Sarah, you've experienced clears.
Oh, yeah, that's
and
cool.
In the pain relief kit, there is my number one way of protection for empathic people. And everyone talks about protection. And you know I'm all about protection by connection. So soul sourcing is there. The drain is there. And that's the energy practice where we drain out the energy that's in our emotional and mental field and our physical energy body and more. That's frustrating us or bringing us down. And then there's a clear on anxiety, stored anxiety.
Ooh, I don't think I've done that.
You haven't done stored anxiety?
Yep, no.
You started in the upper realms. So clearing stored anxiety, I have clients who literally will do that, and people who aren't paying clients, but are people who watch me online and do different things, that do it when they get up and before they go to bed.
I got to do that.
There's so much anxiety running in the field right now that I was really called to give that so that people had access of a way to self-care. So energy self-care is what I believe is one of the most important. Like, we'll put masks on our face and we'll get our pedicure and maybe a massage, and yet we don't think about our energy self-care. And for me, that is the most important because it influences our emotion set. You know, everybody talks about our mindset, which is great. Our mindset's important. Yet if we don't caretake our emotion set, our mindset gets knocked back out. They work in unison, mindset and emotion set, yet very few people think about the emotional side of it. And empaths, we can't get away from it. We live in the emotional side of it, whether it's other people's pain that we're experiencing in the physical body, the emotional body, like the brokenheartedness. There's so much brokenheartedness going on because of, the conflicts no matter where they are, whether they're international conflicts, whether they're conflicts in our own country or conflicts in our own homes.
Well, we
because things are up.
We have about 3 minutes, so you can tell us a little bit about this, but when we do come back, I want you to tell me how all of this came to you and what the CLEAR system is, because I've only experienced a little bit of it, and obviously there's some more I have to get to. But I want to know when we come back, how did this all come to you? Because
absolutely.
Yeah, I don't know how you find out that you are an empath. I mean, I just am one, and I don't know how that happened. So,
Sarah, it's so important. I was at a women's event this weekend, and a gal up on stage, she goes, "I have no idea what you call this, but I feel everyone's emotions, and I know what's up when I speak to someone. And it's just with me. It's just there." And she came off the stage, and I let her talk to the girls that wanted to talk to her and women. And I went up to her, and I said, "Sweetheart, you want a title for what you are, and it's just a way for you to associate into something so you have an awareness that you're okay." And she goes, "Yes, please." I said, "You're an empath. You have empathy beyond your thought empathy. You have physical empathy. You have emotional empathy. You have spiritual empathy. And with that, you are in that empathic flow." And she's like, "Oh my God, that is who I am. Oh, I feel so much better."
And so what was she teaching?
Say again.
What was she teaching?
She was speaking about going through some major life experiences and staying gratitude for what was working, and how doing that, even though she lost a multi-million dollar business,
yikes,
and 200 plus employees. This is the 2008 crunch that so many of us experienced.
Okay, so when we come back, we're going to talk about how you got into the business.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
The So Brave Foundation offers alternative care for veterans and their families who are struggling with PTSD and traumatic brain injuries. For Southern California residents and for those who will be in the area, we hold an open clinic once every month at the Veterans Memorial Museum in Balboa Park, San Diego, from noon to 4 p.m. on the second Saturday of each month. Appointments are not necessary, and these clinics are completely confidential. Visit SoBraveFoundation.org for more information about these clinics and our organization. We would love to have interested alternative and complementary care therapists join us. And anybody who loves veterans are invited to join us and volunteer their free time and resources. We are fully volunteer staffed and are a 501c3 organization. For more information about what we do and how you can help, please visit SoBraveFoundation.org. Once again, that's SoBraveFoundation.org.
How are you doing in your life? Do you control your life, or does it control you? In our hectic, overconnected world, do you spend too much time feeling tired and wired? Tune in to Master Your Life with hosts Leah Mattinson and Dr. Howard Rankin for inspiration, insight, and intelligence on how to gain control of yourself and your life. Along with some inspirational and knowledgeable guests, Leah and Howard will give you the tools needed to help you on your journey. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time, on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Build your better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
You are listening to Dr. Red Says. If you have a question or comment about the show today, we invite you to call into the program at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to drredsays@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
And we're back with the Angel of Empaths. I gotta tell you, I have my guardian angel, Archangel Michael, and I am studying angelology and angel healing. That would be like my 11th certification in all kinds of woo-woo, they call it, alternative medicine things. And
medicine.
So, yeah, it's wonderful. I have Archangel Michael around my neck with my crystal that I wear every day. If I could shrink Jade, I would put her around my neck too, because I just love that protection. But I can't. So we're back with Jade Rader, the empath whisperer. So I was asking you, how old are you and how did you know you were an empath?
Well, I've always been an empath. I didn't know what it was called until 2005. So my very first memory of knowing something that was going to happen and then it played out in front of me was my brother falling on a puppy when I was 5 and he was 3, breaking his hip and us losing the puppy.
Aww.
And so I remember saying to my mom, he's too little, because I didn't know how to communicate what I knew. You know, like, if you hand that dog to him, the dog leaves. That's what I knew. And it happened. So that's my first memory of that kind of thing. When I was 10, I shut off my clairvoyance and my clairaudience because I was too much for people. I'm still a lot for most people. At 33, I turned back on my clairvoyance and my clairaudience. My clairaudience is still my very strongest of those two gifts. My knowing and feeling, which are my intuit, would be my knowing, and my feeling would be my, what most people will call the empath part, yet it's all empathing. We're in the path of it, right?
Yeah.
Empath. So,
can I adopt you? You're a baby. You're so young.
What am I now? I'm 51. So for the last, 18 years, I've been paying attention to it and working with it like a muscle. That's how I see it. It wasn't until 2014 that I figured out what emotional independence looked like. And what that is for everybody out there is really the ability to self-regulate and take responsibility for how we feel and how we show up. Now, by no means am I perfect, yet well over 80% of the time, I have my energy self-care together at a point where I can show up and be of service. And in 2004, I was told by a woman, when I met her, we were at a business meeting, and I said, what do you do? And she's like, I'm a writer. I said, what do you do? She said, I'm a corporate trainer. I go, what do you do? She said, I'm an editor. I go, what do you do? She told me like three other things. And by the 11th thing, I go, what do you do? She goes, I'm a shaman. I go, that's the you I want to meet. You, that you, right there. That shaman, that's who I want to talk to. So I did a session with her, and she told me I was an empath. And I'm like, okay, whatever. Like, I couldn't hear her yet. It took me about 18 months, and then I owned it. And then I started figuring out how to work with my emotions and my mindset. So my emotion set, my mindset, and my energy to be more on purpose with it and to be less affected and more effective with it. So, so it's been since about 2006 that I've owned. I'm an empath. Like I said, it wasn't until 2014 I really had it managed. And there are still days where I get knocked off my feet onto my Piscean back with my covers pulled up.
Well, I'll tell you, if you could help me out, I have an appointment after this to go see, he's a psychologist, not a psychiatrist, but he keeps asking me, I see him once a month about, he keeps asking me, so what are you and what do you want to do? And I'm 70 and I keep telling him, I don't know.
Well, I had to figure out somebody back in 2009 was speaking in Boulder, Colorado. Her name is Sue Frederick. She's awesome, career intuitive. And she just looked at the audience and said, your pain is the biggest fuel to your passion. And I, like you, Dr. Sarah, have lots of pieces of paper with lots of study hours behind them, right? Outside of the mainstream world, in metaphysics and spirituality and such, and some that is science-based instead of spirit-based, yet it all works together. And so Sue said that to me in 2009. It took me until 2016 fall where I'm sitting with my guides, and I said, okay, fine. I will go and work with the empaths of the world because I can feel how it's crescendoing. We're coming up to a peak, and so many people are now awakened into their extrasensory emotional perception and beyond. And a lot of them are waking up into their clairvoyant gift, and they think they're crazy and all these things are going on, or hearing the voices. Like if you Google, I hear voices, I'm so sad because the front page all says you have schizophrenia.
Really?
If the voices are constructive and supportive and are just giving you information, you are a clairaudient who is awoken into your clairaudient gift. If it's a destructive voice or hurtful, please go see the medical professionals and have them help you. Yet if it's just you hearing your grandmother, your grandfather, something like that, it's okay. Like yesterday, I'm standing in the top of a waterfall, because of course that's what people do, right? And I'm watching this light play off the water. And I start talking to the light on the water, and literally it goes into this huge ball of light. My aunt just passed last Tuesday. Yeah, absolutely. The matriarch of my mom's family. So my grandmother's been gone a while, and this aunt was the oldest that was left in the physical plane. And all of a sudden it comes together, and I go, who's you? And she goes, well, it's me, Jade. It's Laverne. And I'm like, whoa, hi, Aunt Laverne. And then it dawned on me that everyone was done with the service, that everyone was probably done being at the, you know, at the wake part of it, her life celebration. And, you know, her spirit was free to kind of run around. So, you know, in the past, that might have freaked me out. Now I just accept it like it's everyday something. And to others, it's massively magical. So for me, there are five levels of our empathic experience. And not everyone experiences the lowest level, but that's misery. And that's when we're at the effect of our ability to be really sensitive and aren't regulating it yet. And
you know,
then we aren't
hard,
taking
though.
Self-responsibility.
The regulating thing, it's hard because my husband's father is 95, I guess, and he's mm-hmm. locked in a bed with Alzheimer's, and I'm the only one who can talk to him. He's still there, and he's quite bright, but nobody can
right.
communicate with him, so they expect me to go see him and tell them what he's thinking, and I can tell them
yes,
things nobody knows but me. But it's the expectation. It's like, I am so scared that one day I'm going to go there and not have anything to tell them. It's just, it's like the responsibility is very daunting.
Well, and that would be to frame the family up beforehand. You know, when your dad's done communicating with me, I'm just going to tell you he's done communicating with me. So instead of fearing it, go ahead and pre-frame it so that they're aware that this could happen, because it is going to come to a time where he isn't communicating, and you already know that. That's why you're fearing it. You're fearing
their
response.
It's so weird because whenever we go, I mean, his mother passed first, and so she's sitting on the end of the bed dressed, and talk about Hawaii, they loved Hawaii. So she's dressed mm-hmm. in a muumuu and looking all tropical, sitting on the end of the bed waiting for him to cross over to be with him. So every time I go, I say, hi, Mom, you know, there she is. And then he tells me something weird that I would not know because I wasn't with him at the time, so it validates that he's talking. But I'm always scared to death he's just not going to say anything to me. But he always brightens
well,
up.
Yet
and says
she's
hi.
Talking from the other side of the veil, right? If she's talking to you from the other side of the veil, there's no reason he wouldn't too. The transition time, sometimes that's where there is a lack of communication right after they pass. Some people need a little transition time, others don't. It's really wild how the other realms work as far as my personal experience. What I'm noticing with empaths right now is that they have to really remember to take care of themselves. And as natural givers, very seldom do empathic people ask for support. And often, even if they do, they have a hard time taking it because they feel guilty.
Yeah, my husband's forcing me to eat right now. I'm just not hungry. And he's going, you got to eat protein.
Well, if your body's hungry, you'll eat.
Well, that's what I told him. I'm just not hungry right now. And he's going, eat. Ah. And I, you know, I could use a few pounds off. I'm normal weight, but I, you know, I could shave a little off my butt. We're going to have a lady on in a couple of weeks that wrote a book, The Truth About Fat. And I know the truth mm-hmm. about fat. It all congregates on my tush. It's on mm-hmm. my mm-hmm. butt.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Well, and empaths naturally stuff and store our own emotions, our own unfelt feelings. And they often, we often store other people's. I had an astrologer who was a clairvoyant tell me years ago in Boulder that I was wearing a huge smock and that I had all these pockets, and in the pockets were other people's pain and other people's hurt and all their emotional baggage. And she just looked at me and said, why are you wearing their pain? Why are you carrying it with you? And I had, it took me lots of years to understand that I didn't have to. And that's where when I do clears, there's a lot of them around stored energy in my store. So there's, you know, stored energy that we experience all the time, like anxiety, overwhelm.
Stress. It was nice to get that 150 pounds off. I do feel like a different person now. And I am working hard.
A whole different energy, Sarah. Whole different energy. Even 10 pounds can make a huge difference for people. Like, you lost a person.
I did. Well, I was a Gemini.
You did.
I lost one of my twins.
One of your twins. Well, I'm always having Geminis work with their twins, so they're constructive for them, right?
That's good. You have to tell me about that when we come back, because I've never had anybody tell me how to work with my twins, and I want to talk about the stuff that you do so people will know about your coaching work, because I get on the Facebook and I look for you every day. I just you're like I can't live without Jade, seriously. So when we come back, tell me all about all of your programs, because you mentioned a couple that I swear I missed them. I must have been asleep, but like I said, I've been really wacky for the last couple of days. So we're going to talk about all of your CLEAR programs. We'll be right back.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
The So Brave Foundation offers alternative care for veterans and their families who are struggling with PTSD and traumatic brain injuries. For Southern California residents and for those who will be in the area, we hold an open clinic once every month at the Veterans Memorial Museum in Balboa Park, San Diego, from noon to 4 p.m. on the second Saturday of each month. Appointments are not necessary, and these clinics are completely confidential. Visit SoBraveFoundation.org for more information about these clinics and our organization. We would love to have interested alternative and complementary care therapists join us. And anybody who loves veterans are invited to join us and volunteer their free time and resources. We are fully volunteer staffed and are a 501c3 organization. For more information about what we do and how you can help, please visit SoBraveFoundation.org. Once again, that's SoBraveFoundation.org. How are you doing in your life? Do you control your life, or does it control you? In our hectic, overconnected world, do you spend too much time feeling tired and wired? Tune in to Master Your Life with hosts Leah Mattinson and Dr. Howard Rankin for inspiration, insight, and intelligence on how to gain control of yourself and your life. Along with some inspirational and knowledgeable guests, Leah and Howard will give you the tools needed to help you on your journey. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time, on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Build your better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
You are listening to Dr. Red Says. If you have a question or comment about the show today, we invite you to call into the program at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to drredsays@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
Well, we're back. And man, I'm so crazy. I forgot a couple of things we got to do. One is, being a Jew, I just love free commercials. So I was going through my family circle, and this is amazing, a whole beautiful page with beautiful bottles of lovely oils in them. And I went, what is this? And it said, the essentials. Essential oils can transform your daily routine. An afternoon pick-me-up, some bedtime serenity, or even a better mood are just a few drops away. And I looked, and it's talking about all these wonderful essential oils. Wow! And it was Young Living. Cotton Picking, I'm a Young Living distributor. If you want some wonderful Young Living oils, just let me know. Go to Young Living, look and see what you want to do, and I'd be happy to provide them for you. They talk about focus and energizing and boosting your mood and unwinding and relaxing and meditating, and they have something for everything. They even have a new one for, we were talking about fat, for losing weight, but that's doTERRA, and I'm a doTERRA distributor too. And the reason I am one of each is because each company has different stuff. So doTERRA has Slim and Sassy Metabolic Chewing Gum. So we're talking about losing weight. I chew on this stuff just because obviously Dr. Sarah can't keep her mouth shut. So when I just want to keep my mouth going, I chew on the doTERRA Slim and Sassy Metabolic Gum. It's really cool. So if you want to know about that, go to doTERRA and look for the Slim and Sassy Chewing Gum. They also have an oil for that, and it's pretty cool. So I just wanted to tell you about that. It just happened to be right under my nose, and so I wanted to let you know about that. I do a lot of other stuff, too. I'll tell you about that another time. We also have to have, because we do it every week, the rant of the week. So, Jade, you're so mellow. Is there anything you want to rant about? Because if you rant and you send it in and you win the rant of the month, you get a Dr. Sarah wig so you can look like me. It's what makes you see red and blow smoke out your ears. And then you look like me.
Oh.
Your head turns red. Well, your hair's almost red. But see, if you see red and blow smoke out your ears, then it might turn your hair red. So, what makes you see red and blow smoke out your ears?
The way they make children sit still in school and attempt to crush their creativity. That makes me red. How they forget oftentimes to teach them just about some of the simple ways to communicate that would change their lives when they're young. That makes me red.
Ooh, so, I like that.
We've got some wonderful teachers who bring in magic into their classrooms, yet the over energy of our school system is still messy, in my opinion. And I really want, there's a lady up here called Grandma Boom. You need to interview Janai. Sarah, I'll connect you to.
Cool.
And she teaches kids energy. She teaches children energy care. And it's amazing. And conflict resolution. Oh, wait. At a kindergarten level, one more time, in English as a second language. Meaning she's got the immigrant workers' children's up here who are just beautiful souls. And she has them, and she is teaching them conflict resolution and how to remain calm when their brothers and sisters are upset. And all of these magical things on how to let out steam and stress and how to take care of themselves. And I believe we need more of that. So my rant is that we need more of the good stuff.
I was thinking about that because I love Montessori schools. I think they're neat. And my first doctorate is in education. It's curriculum design. And so I taught high school and I taught college. And I got out because I love the students, but I can't stand the administration. And so my older son and his wife are teachers, one high school and one elementary. And I said, Mazel Tov, because, geez, it'll drive you nuts. So my second doctorate is in clinical hypnotherapy because somebody has to heal the poor teachers. They'll go insane trying to deal with this stuff. And so when my older son was growing up, we did this wonderful paper. They asked him about his background. And it just happens that the Youngs were signers of the Declaration of Independence, and they owned the Boston Naval Yard or something. And it just really beautiful background all the way back to some pope in England. So he wrote this wonderful paper on it, and he got a C because he didn't use the right font, and it wasn't spaced exactly right. And I went, are you insane? Stomped down to the school and yelled at him. And I was writing a newspaper column then in the local paper on education, and I just blasted that teacher so badly in the paper, and the principal called me, and he said, okay, the teacher will be nice now. Would you please let up? And I said, I'm sorry, but your teacher's nuts.
Well, my kids have rubrics. They brought a rubrics home one time and wanted me to correct their work with it. And I said, I'm confused. What's the teacher for? And I mean, I was livid. I was livid. And I after I got done being livid, because I have a right, at that time, I had a right, wrong, good, or bad program, which I had defunct. yet it was against my values, right? Like, my value was that I'm the parent and there to teach, and I understood that I have ways to teach my children. It was a very interesting time. And after I calmed down, I was able to do what the teacher asked, which wasn't that much. But when I first saw it, and it had like 54 moving parts. So we all have things going on, like overwhelm and stress and pain. Yeah. And we store that stuff as everyone stores it in their body. And passive people are consciously aware of it.
That's why you have to have a rant, because they say people who do blow off steam like that, blow it off and let it go. So it's okay to flip your wig, but it's not okay to lose your mind.
Exactly. And what's interesting is when you actually allow yourself to feel the feeling, they don't become emotion. They don't become stored emotions. They just, you feel them and then they're complete. So the rant can let out some of those stored emotions, right?
So yeah, and I know you studied HUNA, and I think in HUNA they have little black bags, and they put their emotions in the little black.
In Tad's version, yeah.
Oh, you know Tad. Okay, Tad used to be on my show, and he taught me Ho'oponopono and a couple other things. So he was talking about the little black bags, and after a while, when they think there's too many black bags, they clear them out. You got to get rid of them.
Yeah.
This is a good thing.
Transcend it. I don't even stuff it in a bag. I clear transcends the energy, transmuting it into a new vibrational resonance. So that's where I'm at this point, as opposed to storing it in anything.
This is a good idea. I would have so many black bags that, you know, I would be black.
Yeah, me too. So that's why I want to change them into. So how I see it is like alchemy. We take what's destructive, disconnecting, sabotaging, or hurtful, and we transcend it into gold. So into the beautiful crystalline gold light that we are, so that we can hold more of that and enjoy more of that resonance, more of that feeling, as opposed
to. This is
to
cool.
The other.
You may be the only person that I actually can pay attention to all the way through whatever you call it, meditation or whatever.
Yeah.
Usually I can't. My mind is just all over the place, and I cannot meditate. I cannot meditate when somebody's talking to me. I cannot meditate on my own. I just can't do it. But when you talk, I listen and go straight under. I don't know why.
Beautiful. Well, probably because I'm using your own energy to work with you as opposed to my energy to work with you.
Ah.
So when I lead you through a clear, we're using your consciousness to find the pattern and imprint. And then we're using your highest consciousness to transcend it. So it's your energy working with your energy. I'm just the guide, asking the questions and holding the space. And we also ask your thinking mind to take that mini vacation, and that always helps. Even though it attempts to come back in and tell us what to do, it's easier. And it's only 12 minutes to 14 minutes there. It's never over 15 minutes. So that helps too.
And I do love to tell people what to do. So if I'm telling me what to do, that's probably it. I am a bossy little sucker. I told somebody I was going to take what were those classes in the old days? Assertiveness training class.
Oh.
And somebody said, oh my God, you do not need to take that. And I said, I'm sorry.
They probably wanted you to teach it instead of take it, right?
Well, you know, I'm a colonel's daughter, and in the old days, in the 50s, we were, and in the South, I'm from Texas. In the South, the colonel's daughter was supposed to be seen and not heard. So I actually was a good little girl once. Didn't last all that long.
There's a lot going on in all of us. We've got many flavors. I was speaking with a thought leader in the metaphysical world and in the corporate world, and he was attempting to figure out how to blend his medicine man and his corporate persona. And I said, what if they're just different aspects of the same brilliant diamond?
Well, you have to do that because, like, when we lived in Thailand, and my husband was head of this department, and when we left, I got an award from the Thai Navy. They said, you are the most like a Thai lady, because all the other women are brash and mean. And they gave me these beautiful jeweled earrings. And I went, oh, thank you. That is so sweet. And I, you know, they said, you're nice and quiet and polite. And I'm going, me? Are you kidding? I just acted like their wives.
You modeled it.
Yes.
You didn't need your NLP training yet. You modeled it before you took training. And sometimes that's our natural thing, right? Like, you're like, okay, well, my facet is I'm in Thailand. I'll fit in a good way. You didn't turn yourself off.
No, I was a polite Thai wife. And they liked that. I mean, it's like when in Rome. So I didn't insult them. I didn't do say that their culture is beautiful. It is. And so, and I learned Thai, and I went places with the Thai ladies, and it was wonderful. I mean, all over
Asia. Absolutely. So being an empath is something that a lot of people don't even think about. Yet as soon as they find out who they are, it does help them to have a place to go to. So I wanted to invite everybody who's sensitive, intuitive, empathic, or just curious about what in the heck we're talking about to my Facebook, Dr. Sarah, because that's where I post a lot of the things that you're talking about, my free lives. Sometimes I'm posting free healing sessions, depending upon what I'm guided to give. And I, one day I asked someone, you know, am I giving too much? And his response was, your energy body says give more.
We have to go, but when we come back, we're skipping the angel card reading so we can tell more about Jade. We'll be right back.
Okay.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
The So Brave Foundation offers alternative care for veterans and their families who are struggling with PTSD and traumatic brain injuries. For Southern California residents and for those who will be in the area, we hold an open clinic once every month at the Veterans Memorial Museum in Balboa Park, San Diego, from noon to 4 p.m. on the second Saturday of each month. Appointments are not necessary, and these clinics are completely confidential. Visit SoBraveFoundation.org for more information about these clinics and our organization. We would love to have interested alternative and complementary care therapists join us. And anybody who loves veterans are invited to join us and volunteer their free time and resources. We are fully volunteer staffed and are a 501c3 organization. For more information about what we do and how you can help, please visit SoBraveFoundation.org. Once again, that's SoBraveFoundation.org.
Build your better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
You are listening to Dr. Red Says. If you have a question or comment about the show today, we invite you to call into the program at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to drredsays@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
And we're back with the Angel of Empaths. Jade Rader, and we're not doing the angel card reading today because this lady is the angel. And so we're going to tell you about her stuff and where you can get it, and then we will tell you about next week's show, because this next week's guest is incredible. I got her book, and it's just fantastic. She's another Mensen. If you don't know what Mensens are the royal smarties of the universe. We're in the top 2% of intelligence, if there is intelligent life in the universe. And so she wrote a book, The Truth About Fat. And it's a fun book. It's got lots of facts about fat. I know where it is. It's all in my tush. But you want to tune in and listen to Dr. Sylvia talk about fat. Right now you want to listen to Jade tell you all about where you can find her stuff. I can't live without her stuff, and I want you to have it too. So, Jade, where's your stuff? We will put it on my page, but where's your stuff?
Yeah, well, when Sarah's often watching me on my personal page, which is my name, Jade Rader, R-E-H-D-E-R, on Facebook, yet. The easier way to find it is Empath, so Empath with an S at the end, Empath Step Into Your Power group, and you'll find there's a few hundred of us there, and we talk about all different things. And then if you aren't a Facebook person, if you go to my name and go to YouTube, you'll find that we move all my Facebook lives over to YouTube for people who aren't comfortable on Facebook.
I love YouTube.
And then, of course, there's my website, which is jaderader.com, so my name.com.
And I will put all that on Dr. Red Says. If you go there, I will put all that stuff on there. I tried to put your publicity on, my Facebook page, and it just squirreled all over the place. And I think it's the Mercury retrograde, because I did a lovely publicity page for you. It was called an e-card, and I tried to send it out, and it just did not want to go. That was annoying.
Well, that happened.
Yeah, but hopefully people were listening, because we do have a few thousand followers that are listening. It is an international show, by the way. So used to be Sweden loved me the best, but now Japan does. And I'm thinking maybe that's because Korea is pointing missiles at them. I don't know.
I don't either. Japan loves Mount Shasta, and I spend a lot of time on Mount Shasta. Japan also loves the Akashic Records.
We got to talk about that sometime. I love the Akashic Records. That is too cool. There's just so much in the universe to talk about. I don't know why I just started getting into the angel stuff. I love Doreen Virtue, but there's another lady. Melanie. I cannot think of her last name right now, who's doing angel courses, and they're just fascinating. So I've been building up my channeling and angel healing with her, and it's just fascinating. So now everything's coming up angels, maybe because I'm thinking about it. I don't know.
Well, and additionally, Sarah, I mean, we all need a lot of support right now. So I'm noticing the angels are really here. I did an angel healing. I have a group coaching called Awaken to the Power Within. So I have a group coaching that happens in 90-day segments, 4 days a week. We get together and we do a healing each week. And last week was an angel healing is what came through. And the amount of angel energy, like you're saying, and how the channel of divine energy or source energy, whatever you choose to call it, God energy, whatever it is for you, is coming through, because there's less density. So that's why a lot more people are feeling so much more than they were feeling before. I'm noticing people who have said, you know, I used to be sensitive, then I wasn't sensitive at all. Now I'm so sensitive. Why do I keep crying? And it's because they've got pent up.
Can you do an angel healing over the air in an hour?
Oh, heck yeah, baby. I do it in half an hour.
Maybe you should come back on, and if we can get people to say, I need an angel healing, you can come back on and everybody can just listen and get healed.
Oh, we could do that, sure.
That would be fascinating, because I am not that far into my practice yet. I know what angel healing is. I know what energy healing is, but I have not done an angel healing on anybody. So I would love to see somebody.
Well, you'll love it, Sarah, because of course I use crystals on top of it.
Ah! Yeah, we were talking about that. I just had a guy over to evaluate my wheelchair. And he said, what's all this stuff? And I said, he said, are you a massage therapist? Because I had the table. I said, no, they lay on there, and I put crystals on them and oil on them, and then I do Reiki, and then they're out. And he said, oh, I'm not a massage therapist, though.
Nope.
No. I don't know if I need that.
As an empath, it's tough to be a massage therapist for a lot of them. I have a lot of empaths that are massage therapists who have learned to work with their energy. It's really important that we learn how to drain out the energy that we're holding, to separate ourselves from our clients. There's a lot of energy self-care that has to happen when we work with others, either especially in the physical world when you're touching them, even with Reiki, Sarah.
Yeah, I don't think I want to touch. I've done everything else on earth, but I don't think I want to touch anybody.
Yeah, I understand. Your hands are above them. I get it.
Well,
I'm
and
doing
that,
a remote. I'm doing a remote clearing and active the eye and crown in Portugal when we're done here.
You're doing Portugal?
He's in Portugal. I'm in Oregon, and it's remote. He doesn't even want to be on Zoom or Skype. He wants to be. He just wants me to do it. So
do you need his? Do you need his picture or anything about him to do that?
I did get his picture. He found me on Facebook. I don't know that I need it yet. It helps, and I haven't spoken to him voice to voice, which is very interesting. Yet we don't need it again. There is no space time. Remote healing happens, and like you know, when I work with someone, I'm using their own personal energies to do the work. So that's going to make a difference. It's not me, my personality, or my energy field doing the work. It's mine asking and guiding. So that makes a huge difference in how the results are more intense. And like I mentioned to you, I'm going to do a course, a mini course, we'll call it. It'll probably be four to six. I don't know. Spirit will decide. Little energy and awareness practices to get us working in the new way of manifesting in the new earth energy, because we are in a different energy experience than we were like in the early 2000s or the 90s, of course, but for not even in the early part of this, you know, in the early 2000s, we're in a totally different energy frame, and we no longer get by expecting them. It's more that we get things by intending them and then allowing that or something better to come.
Okay, you got to come back and talk about this, because we have like 3 minutes left, and I want to know another hour's worth of what you're talking about, because that is just so fascinating. And I have tried the secret till I turn blue, and I can't manifest diddly poo. So I want to know more about this. So you have to come back and tell me.
Sure, Dr. Sarah, I can do that.
I would love that. So I have pretty much a lot. I'm here from now till December, Christmas time, when you want to manifest stuff. You got to pick a Tuesday and let me know how we're going to manifest wonderful riches from now until Christmas. What do you think?
You bet. Sounds good.
Okay, and you're going to tell us all the ways that we can get hold of you. I love your beautiful face. I love your videos. They just make my day. I get on my iPad and I go, "Where's Jade?" So everybody, get on your whatever devices and look for Jade. Thank you so much for coming to see us. I can't tell you how much I am in love with Jade. So thank you for being here. Next week, it's the truth about fat. And Jade and I know all about storing fat and getting rid of fat, but we're going to learn the truth about it. We're going to find out the real
Sounds
truth
awesome,
about fat.
Sarah. I'm excited. I'll have to listen.
Yeah, and you know, you can always catch it on demand at voiceamerica.com. If you're not there right at the time, you can always just click the click on the right-hand side of where I am. You know, where I broadcast, there's a list of all the shows. So you can catch it the next day, anytime you want. So I love on demand. And you can also record them and put them on a disc and give them to people. Oh, my God, you can give me away.
Beautiful.
So thank you so much for coming. I had a great time. I hope everybody else did. And go see Jade. It's the best thing you'll ever do in your life. Happy feeling everybody's joy, feeling everybody's pain, and see you next week.
Thanks for tuning in this week to Dr. Red Says. Please join Dr. Sarah Young, a.k.a. Dr. Red, again next Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time and 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. in the next week, laugh in the face of adversity and move forward